Welcome to the Collins Center. Mike Temple, Alex Swan, Jeff Safford here at Penguin Radio. The women dropped a heartbreaker, 61-60. We're going to see if the men can avoid that. I bring in my play-by-play man for the first half, Alex Swan. It's a big game for the Penguins. Right now seated in ninth, but very much in reach for the top six seeds. They have to start by winning today.
And that was a tough loss last night to Dixie State, 86-83. And they have a chance to rebound tonight against the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, who come in at 6-12. 2-9 in Pac West play. They're 1-5 away from home, and they are coming off a loss to Notre Dame, Dana Muir, 67-61. And Mike, before that victory, they lost 11 of their last 12.
Yeah, this is a team that had been reeling, and they beat a Notre Dame team that's also reeling. So I think the key for Coach Booker T. Harris and the Penguins is to start quickly. You have to make sure that you assert your dominance here and let the Sunbirds know that they're not going to be able to hang around in this game. So you got to do that quickly in the first half.
One thing for Coach Shane Renner, he has the luxury of five players that average double figures. That's Bobby Barnes, Madison Higgins, Jeff Amazon, Trevor Clayton, Gabe Soleron, and Roger Paul. Anytime you have that plethora of scoring from your roster, that bodes well for you, Mike.
Yeah, this is a team that can spread the wealth, and they like to score. Their problems this season have come on the defensive end. They haven't been able to shut teams down, but they have no problem scoring. As like you said, having five players in double figures is quite a luxury for the coach.
And it is time for the national anthem, and we will step aside momentarily.
With this rendition of our national anthem.
Sunbirds at 6-12, 2-9 in the Pac West for Coach Shane Renner. Their starting lineup will feature at point guard number 4, Gabe Soleron, the 6-foot junior from Denver, Colorado. At shooting guard will be number 23, Roger Paul, the 6'2 junior from Roxbury, Massachusetts. At small forward will be number 1, Madison Higgins, the 6'2 junior from Los Angeles, California. Leads the team in threes. Big three-point threat the Penguins will try to shut down. At power forward will be the leading scorer for the Sunbirds, number 20, Bobby Barnes, the 6'5 junior from San Francisco. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Trevon Clayton, the 6'6 senior from Orlando. He's their tallest player that starts. So the Penguins definitely hold a big size advantage for your Dominican Penguins under Coach Booker T. Harris. They are at 8-12, 5-7 in the Pac West. At point guard will be number 3, Reverend Mudakor, making another start for Coach Harris, the 6'5 freshman from Carson, California. At shooting guard will be number 21, Dominique Taplin, the 6-foot senior from Alameda, California. At small forward will be number 30, Matt Hayes, the 6'2 junior from Yuba City. At power forward, returning to the starting lineup, number 23, Josh Ramirez, the 6'6 sophomore from Chino, California. And at center will be number 55, Matt Lipsky, the 6'10 senior from Ashland, Oregon. So Mike, Coach Harris going with Ramirez and Lipsky and Hayes in the front court. Fresno Pacific, they're going to have trouble banging with the Penguins side on the boards.
Yeah, I love this starting lineup for Coach Booker T. Harris and the Penguins staff. Like you said, they're going with their two best rebounders inside. And they also have Taplin, who leads the team in rebounds. So this is a team that can definitely bang the glass. And against a shorter Fresno Pacific team, we'll see if that can be the difference maker. And I also like Coach Booker T. Harris rolling with Mudikor, getting his first start of his career as a freshman. He's been giving the team very productive minutes off the bench lately in the absence of Schwartz Emerson. So we'll see if he can do the same thing out of the starting lineup. I really like him rewarding him for playing so well lately.
Schwartz Emerson will miss his second consecutive game. And with Mudikor showing a lot of growth this season, has earned his first start, like Mike said. Russell Davis had owned that point guard position for a little bit. His minutes weren't too particularly high. But now Coach Harris goes with Mudikor. It will be Lipsky and Clayton to jump it up. And they're both inside the circle. And we are underway as the Sunbirds have first possession. Higgins will walk it across the timeline. Penguins in man-to-man. It's Higgins up top, guarded tightly by Taplin. Looking for Clayton, can't find him. Now in the left corner for Soleron. For three, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for the Sunbirds, and blocked by Taplin. Clayton tried to go up. Taplin got it from behind.
Yeah, good rejection by Taplin to rally and really cause havoc inside. Thought he was going to have an open look there for the Sunbirds, but Taplin was able to reject it away.
Lipsky double down low and a steal. Coming the other way is Paul. Looking cross-court for Soleron. Gets Mudikor in the air. Tries to get by him. Cut off by Ramirez. Now dump off to Clayton. His runner in the lane is no good.
Beautiful defense inside. Once again, they're denying inside presence as three Penguins converge to the middle to make that a tough shot inside the paint.
Fresno Pacific starting out man-to-man. Hayes has the rock top of the key. Finds Taplin right wing. They're going back to Lipsky. Posting up on Barnes. Quick kick out to Hayes. Returns right down to Lipsky. Splits the double. Tries to go up. Shot off the glass and out of bounds. It will be Sunbird basketball as we are a minute and 15 seconds into this game and still no score.
Yeah, I think Lipsky just rushed that shot a little there. He knows that he has the size advantage and also the weight advantage, so he can kind of use his size to really make a mark inside. But that time I think he went too quickly and rushed up the shot. That's why it didn't hit iron.
Soleron gets a Clayton screen, and he finds Clayton on the right wing. Cross-court pass now to Higgins. Higgins looking for Paul, right wing, step back, kicks it out for Clayton on the drive, cut off. Now they work it down low to the left block, tipped away, comes to Higgins, rise and fire, his jump shot off the mark, Mudikor has the rebound.
And the Penguins are having to bring the ball up slowly because of the possession, they're not being able to leak out on fast break. And then we've seen when the Penguins get going on offense, they're really getting good looks and breaking out quickly, getting fast break opportunities. So we'll see if they can do it in the half court here tonight.
Lipsky, left low block, one bounce to the paint and puts it in. That's the first 2 points for the Penguins, and Lipsky is on the board. Paul on the right wing, guarded by Hayes. Hayes forces the ball out of his hands to Soleron. Now Higgins in the corner. Gets a screen from Barnes. Back to Soleron, left corner, drives baseline, pulls up from 15, shot is short. Barnes battling for the offensive rebound. Gets it, kicked out to Higgins. Second opportunity. Three ball in the corner is off the mark. Taplin has the rebound. Taplin working on Paul, picked up his dribble. Kicked out to Hayes in the right corner. Thought about a three, drives baseline. Finds Mudikor on the left wing, and Mudikor was looking for Hayes, and he turned it over.
Yeah, Josh Ramirez cut, and I think that's who Mudikor was looking for. Even though Hayes and Ramirez were kind of in the same spot, Ramirez did a cut right when Mudikor passed the ball. Really wasn't in the spot that Mudikor thought he would be. Just miscommunication, and that might happen with the freshman there getting his first start, not really working with this unit too much. We'll see if they can adjust.
Paul curling into the lane, goes right at Ramirez and draws the foul. So Roger Paul will step to the stripe and try to earn the first points for the Sunbirds.
Penguins are playing very good defense. We saw them struggle against Dixie just last Thursday to where their perimeter defense was lacking and the ball handlers for the Red Storm were able to get inside the paint at will. Today, this is the first time that the perimeter defense has been able to be breached and they've been able to get a quality look inside, but a nice hard foul that would make them earn it for two.
Paul at 65% on the year. misses the first. And he missed them both. So the Sunbirds start out 0-for-6 from the field and 0-for-2 from the line.
Yeah, this is one of the worst free throw shooting teams in the Pac West. They shoot it at 63% as a team. So not a bad thing to foul these shooters when they're inside the paint.
Hayes in the right corner trying to find Lipsky down low, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. Solorun came over to try to tap it away from Lipsky, and he deflected it off the big man. The turnover will go over to the Sunbirds. Slow start to this game. 2-0 Penguins, 16:35 left. Clayton on the right wing has a little bit of a mismatch quickness-wise. He can beat Lipsky off the bounce. He gives it off to Higgins. Higgins, a three. Can't get the roll as it rattled off the rim. Mudakor with the rebound, finds Hayes. Penguins look to push. Hayes gets a Lipsky screen, gets caught in the air. Has to kick out for Mudakor, who tracks it down on the left wing, and the Penguins will reset. Ball in Hayes' hands, left side. Down to 18 on the shot clocks, finds Taplin. Driving, hangs, and hits. Tough layup for Taplin.
I expect Taplin to do that pretty much every possession now. He knows that he's quicker than most of these defenders, gets by the first line of defense, and was able to finish for a nice two inside.
Barnes on the drive, spins off the window, and puts it in. Tough move. Barnes going right at Ramirez.
Barnes, the Sunbirds' leading scorer. What a beautiful move there. He's a proven scorer, and he showed right there, going softly off the glass.
He gets the Sunbirds on the scoreboard. It's 4-2 Penguins. Hayes open for three in the corner, and it's long, tracked down by Ramirez, and it's out of bounds off of his hands. We have a media timeout, 15:28 left in this first half. Slow start, 4-2, Penguins lead. We'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to NCAA Division II men's basketball.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have, whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to
back inside the Conlin Center, where the Penguins lead the Sunbirds 4-2. Sunbirds basketball, Higgins will bring it up. A two high post set, looking for Paul running along the baseline. That's where Higgins dribbles towards. Paul is cut off, so he has to reverse and find Barnes. Goes right at Orner, left-handed layup off the glass, won't go. Orner has the board. Taplin brings it across, cross court to Armstrong, and he has it poked away out of bounds by Solorun. 29 on the shot clock. Penguins still have possession.
And this being Gold Rush night, I like the Penguins' nice new gold jerseys here. Gold shorts and gold jersey tops. Really supporting the theme here in the Collins Center.
Bates and Armstrong are in for the Penguins, along with Orner. They join Taplin and Hayes. Fresno Pacific in a 2-3 zone. Penguins near the bottom in three-point shooting as Taplin is on the drive, puts it up, and he's fouled. His shot rolls off the rim, but he'll go to the line for two.
And you can see Taplin's not going to sit complacent and let the offense struggle for the Penguins. He's starting to take over, get inside the paint, and force up looks because he knows that he can provide the Penguins an instant offensive spark.
Taplin shooting at 75% on the year, rattles home the first. Sunbirds starting out 1-for-9 from the field. Penguins 2-for-4 as Taplin hits both. Davion Gibson, the junior point guard from Rock Springs, will check in for Fresno Pacific as Dominican shows a little three-quarter court pressure. Hayes and Taplin in the backcourt, trying to pressure Higgins. He breaks it, finds Sollerin in the front court, spinning in the lane. High floater, doesn't go. Ornear has a second rebound. He outlets to Taplin. Taplin running alongside the right wing, gets an Ornear screen, pulls up inside the arc, and he's fouled. That foul will go against Gibson, and Taplin will go back to the stripe.
Really like Taplin's aggressiveness. He pulled right off that screen, didn't have much room to shoot, but tossed it up anyway, drew the foul on the hard closeout, and once again, Taplin finds himself in a comfortable place at the free throw line.
Taplin with 3 points. He has a field goal. And now he rattles home 2 free throws. 7-2, Penguins up 5, 14-28 left in this first half. And the Penguins coming off a tough loss to Dixie State, have an 8-12 record, standing 5-7 in the Pac West. They trail Hawaii Hilo and Chaminade by half a game, and Point Loma by a game and a half. So this is a big conference matchup for the Penguins.
Yeah, we'll talk more during halftime about the possibilities of Penguins making the playoffs. But like you said, this game and every game down the stretch now becomes magnified with the close losses that they've had this season.
Barnes on the spin, puts it up, count it, and the foul. And he'll go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. It's 8-4, and Barnes is now in the scoring column.
Another solid move by Barnes there. He spun to the middle of the paint, drew 2 defenders, but still had enough muster on the shot to throw it up and make it. Beautiful move, and now can he finish off the three-point play?
Barnes does just that as he rattles home the free throw. 8-5, Penguins up 3. And now a 2-2-1 press put on by the Sunbirds. Taplin advances into the front court, finds Hayes along the right wing, kicked into the right corner for Bates. He gives up the 3, cross court to Hayes, driving baseline, puts up a floater, it's long, rebound Sunbirds. Clayton coming the other way.
Rocking the nice bright orange shoes as well. Gotta like his style choice.
Over in the corner, it's Barnes working on Armstrong. Quickly gives it up to Gibson. Now to Sollerin. He's in the right corner. Gets a screen to try to get by Ornur. Gives it up quickly to Clayton. 10 on the shot clock. Clayton on the right wing. Spinning by Bates. Nice move and finishes.
And even though Fresno Pacific is severely outsized in the height column, they're a very athletic team, guard-oriented. You can see on each attack towards the rim, they're able to do moves that you wouldn't really expect from Clayton, who plays center on this team.
Penguin lead down to 1 as the Sunbirds fall back into their zone. Penguins set up their zone offense. Taplin on the left wing, cross court to Bates. Puts it on the deck, swung back over to Taplin. Rise and fire from the corner, it rims out. And Higgins is coming the other way for the Sunbirds as he has his second rebound. Into the corner is Gibson. Penguins also fall into their zone. Cross court to Higgins. Touch pass to Clayton, top of the key. He looks for Sollerin. Now he gives it up to Gibson on the drive. He leaves his floater short. Ornur, another board.
Penguins playing solid D. It's keeping them in this game because they've become stagnant on the offensive side.
Booker T wants Hayes to move the ball around the perimeter. Saying, let's mix it up. Armstrong, right wing, gets a screen from Bates. Sollerin went way under the screen. Armstrong gets into the paint, puts up an 8-footer, and knocks it down.
And Armstrong's a very good guard when he can get inside the paint. He doesn't like to shoot too many threes. That's why they went under the screen, like you said, and sagged off. Armstrong took advantage and attacked right towards the rim for 2.
Sollerin a deep 3, and he hits. 10 all here in the Conlin Center, 11:45 left. And Mike, that was from way downtown.
Yeah, quick on the shot clock too. Still had plenty of time. He hoisted with no defender on him and knocked it down smooth. Really nothing but net. But Penguins have got to close out on these shooters because they like to shoot threes. The Sunbirds, they average over 8 threes per game.
Taplin along the left wing finds Armstrong. Back into Taplin's hands, 10 on the shot clock. Left for Ornur, wide open, he hits. That's a 3 for Carl Ornur.
They wish they had that 3 last game against Dixie. He had a chance to tie it with 10 seconds left. Ornur had the wide open look, couldn't knock it down. But you're used to seeing that kind of action from the Swede. He knocked down his first one today.
Penguins up 3. Clayton in the right corner, guarded by Bates. Spins back towards the baseline, tries to get to the bucket, and he's hacked. That will go against Johnny Bates. And we have a media timeout. 14-10. 11 minutes remaining in this first half. And so far, Mike, a little bit of a sluggish start for both teams, but Penguins showing good promise defensively. They hold the lead by three.
Yeah, thought this would be a shootout coming into it. Both teams averaging a little over 75 points per game. So you expect a run-and-gun shootout type of pace, but neither team really hitting on all cylinders, as the Penguins have played good defense, forcing the Sunbirds to shoot under 30%. But the Penguins on the offensive side just haven't been able to get enough looks. They're not getting second opportunities, and they're not getting the ball inside. That's why they've struggled, only scoring 13 points to this point in the game.
Taplin leads all scorers with six. And on the other side, Barnes has five. Story so far, 14 field goals attempted for the Fresno State Sunbirds, as they have only made four. Penguins only eight field goal attempts, so the Sunbirds earning second chance opportunities, but the Penguins have converted from the free throw line and have dominated the total defensive boards. Going forward, Mike, as the Penguins are set to hit the road after this ball game, they got to finish out not only their homestand on a proper win, but going forward, they have to show the presence to win on the road.
Yeah, and they've struggled on the road this season. They haven't got that staple road victory to this point. And like you said, ending a five-game homestand, it's important that they really get off to a good start, win this last home game before they hit the road. And then you've got to take advantage of teams that you should be beating. You have Fresno Pacific on the road on February 4th, then you have NDNU on the road. So two winnable games to really get the momentum going here.
And Clayton is at the line, and he misses the first. What Mike is talking about, they play Fresno Pacific on back-to-back games. So once this game is over, the Penguins will travel and go on the road and play Fresno Pacific and also Notre Dame de Namur before coming home on Saturday, February 14th, to play Holy Names.
It's what we call a home and home for both teams.
Clayton hit the second free throw, and off the inbound, Selway, who checked in the game, was trapped, and he draws the foul on the double team. That's the second personal foul against Roger Paul, and the Penguins will inbound right in front of us. 13-11, under 11 minutes here in the first half. It's been a slow start for both teams, as Armstrong is operating on the right wing, puts the ball on the floor, gets cut off by Clayton, reverses it to Selway. 20 on the shot clock, Penguins with plenty of time. It's in Taplin's hands, left wing. Finds Armstrong, who penetrates, kicks out Taplin for three. In and out, is it toilet ringed around the rim a couple of times. Fortunately for the Penguins, it was last touched by Clayton. They will still have possession in a fresh 35.
Yeah, I thought that one was down as well. It kind of hung on the rim, spun around like a toilet bowl, like you said. Just didn't have the luck to fall in. That's just the way things have been going early on for the Penguin offense.
Ramirez catches the inbounds, top of the key. Penguins work it around the perimeter to Taplin. Feeds Lipsky down low. Draws the double. Spinning baseline, and he traveled. So the double came from Clayton and Herting, and that forced the turnover.
Yeah, there was no movement on that play in particular. They got the ball down to Lipsky, and all the guards stood around the perimeter doing nothing. You've got to cut towards the middle and force the defense to collapse on you so you can get open players. But that time, Lipsky had nowhere to go, so he traveled.
Amazon and Herting are the newly acquaintances for the Sunbirds as they checked in. They're out there with Paul, Soleron, and Clayton. Paul dribbling along the baseline, kicks out for Herting, nine on the shot clock, reversed on the right wing to Soleron. Gets into the paint, spins, and he double dribbled. So that is the first Sunbird turnover, and Armstrong was able to force Soleron to spin in towards the baseline, where he picked up his dribble and he put it back on the floor.
I think the Penguins need to pick up the pace. They can't keep playing this half-court offense. They really look stagnant. They've lacked a flow, and they want to get the crowd into it, so you've got to pick up the pace a little bit and get some things going for your offense.
Lipsky high post has a ball poked away. Selway tracks it down at the top of the key. They find Ramirez along the baseline, uses his body and goes to the left side of the glass and lays it in. Penguins up four, 15-11. Soleron, left wing, finds Clayton in the left corner. One bounce pull up, in and out. Lipsky with the rebound, and a one and done for Fresno Pacific. Penguins look to push. Hayes leads the way. He's cut off. Now kicked out to Selway. In Ramirez's hands in the left corner, finding Lipsky down low, and he is fouled. Hertang with the grab, picks up his first personal foul.
They're really trying to get the ball down to Lipsky on every possession. That time he was getting doubled. He went to the dribble to try to get inside the paint, and he got fouled as the defender was not able to move his body quick enough. But I really like the part going down to Lipsky. Can they get some movement out of that? Can they get some inside-out action to create some open looks off the zone?
Selway catches the inbounds, fires a pass into the corner for Hayes. He fell down but got the ball away to Ramirez in the right corner. Curls into the paint, shot no good. Tip from Lipsky, also no good. And the rebound to Clayton. He's coming the other way, finds Higgins along the left side. Higgins thought about a three and he traveled. He looked like he had a good look the first time, Mike, gave it up, got it back, and then walked.
Yeah, and on the other end, Lipsky had a golden look at a tip-in, pretty much the easiest tip-in he might get all season. Just got it off the wrong part of the hand and really shoved it off the right side of the rim. Thought that one would be good, but good job by crashing the glass, just couldn't finish.
Penguins shooting 50%, 5 of 10 for the field. They have the ball. It's Selway on the left wing, looking for Armstrong, cutting toward the middle. Finds him, Armstrong at the left elbow. Now backs it out, left wing, 15 on the shot clock. Finds Selway in the left corner. Shot clock down to 10. Right corner three from Hayes is way long, an air ball. Rebound for Fresno Pacific, they look to run. Quick outlet to Higgins is swatted away by Ramirez, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Sunbird ball after this media timeout. Penguins lead the Sunbirds 15-11. 7:58 left in this first half. We're live from the Conlin Center. You're listening to Penguin Radio, NCAA Division II men's basketball. Back here in the Conlin Center, Sunbirds will inbound right in front of the Penguins bench. Clayton finds Higgins near the midcourt line, guarded by Taplin. Dribbles towards the right wing, finds Sollerin. Now entry down low to Amazon, can't finish, gets his own rebound back. Kicked out Higgins for three, it's short. Ramirez has the rebound.
Penguins are fortunate that the Sunbirds are not capitalizing on open threes, as another quality look for Higgins there, just couldn't get it to fall down.
1 for 5 are the Sunbirds from three-point land. Taplin up top, driving left on his left-handed dribble, gives it up to Hayes. Hayes curls into the lane, kicked out to Armstrong, puts it right on the floor, goes to the hoop, layup doesn't go, gets it back, and he's fouled. So a good offensive possession starting with Taplin finding Armstrong, and Armstrong draws the foul.
Yeah, it's a good possession, but it could have been great if he made the layup that he should have made. He did such a nice move to free himself up and get inside, just couldn't finish it off with the layup. But good job attacking the offensive glass to get the Penguins another opportunity.
Hayes looks for Lipsky. Lipsky finds a cutting Armstrong, left-handed layup, rims out. Ramirez on the offensive glass and lays it back in.
And that's much better movement against the zone. You get Armstrong cutting through the middle. Two defenders have to come to him. Even though he misses the shot, Ramirez is open on the back to get the rebound and put it in.
Wide open, Amazon on the drive and is hacked as nobody picked him up along the left wing and he took it straight to the basket. He drew the foul against Matt Hayes. That's his first personal and the fourth team foul. Amazon on the year has struggled from the line, 58%, and as he toes the stripe.
And the Sunbirds as a team struggle mightily from the line. mainly all of their leading scorers are under 70%. So not a bad foul there inside. You have hard foul against him. Make sure that he doesn't get the three-point play and then make him earn it from the line. And there on the first one, you can see that pays off.
And they have lost six games in single digits. And you look back a lot to your losses, and it comes to that free throw stripe.
Yeah, and those are points that hurt. If you're both the coaching staff and players, you're leaving points on the line. And like you said, so many close single-digit losses. You got to get those free points at the stripe.
Amazon misses free throw. Got it back. Slithered inside and scores high off the glass. And after he missed them both, Sunbirds still find themselves with a two-point field goal.
Yeah, that's just bad job of boxing out after the free throw. Amazon was able to follow his shot and finish for two.
Hayes at the left elbow, puts up a jumper, and he connects.
You can see after the last media timeout, the Penguins' offense looking much more fluid, a lot more movement, and Hayes was able to get a nice layup.
19-13, 6:25 remaining in the first half. Amazon gives off to Packard, his first minutes tonight. Back to Amazon, the left wing, dribbling towards the baseline, doubled by Hayes and Ramirez. Kick out. Bates gets a deflection on it, and the ball rolls all the way to the end line. Ramirez scoops it up. Coming the other way is Armstrong. Finds Bates, right corner three. It's long, and we have a foul. And this will go against Fresno Pacific down low. That will go against Jeff Amazon.
And another quality look for the Penguins there. They push the tempo. They got Johnny Bates open up on a wide open corner three, which is usually money from. We know what kind of threat that the swing forward could be out beyond the arc. Just didn't get to fall, but a nice job by Matt Hayes to get another possession for the Penguins.
Penguins line up with a four-guard stack on the right side. Inbounds goes to Hayes on the right wing. He's up top now. Looking for Ramirez, posting, draws the double, cross-court kick to Hayes. Hayes driving baseline, cut off well by Paul, and he has to circle out. Ball in Armstrong's hands, looking for Taplin going back door, finds him, Taplin to the bucket and scores.
And it looks like the Sunbird switched to the man there, and Taplin was able to take his man off the dribble and finish for two.
21-13. Penguins stringing together stops and scores. Higgins off the Paul screen, pulls up from the free throw line, and he gets the roll.
Yeah, you don't expect Higgins to shoot as poorly as he started. There he has a nice move, freeing himself at the elbow, and a nice jump shot.
Higgins coming off a career high against St. Martin's. He dropped 25 in that. As a long pass goes into the front court, Bates with a nice catch. Armstrong got away with a careless pass. Bates was able to bail him out. And now Hayes sets it up on the right wing. Picks up his dribble around the horn. Taplin, left angle. Cross court to Hayes. Good close out by Paul, and he looks for Taplin, but the ball is kicked by Higgins. The shot will reset to 15, and 4:51 remains on the game clock.
Much better flow for the offense here in the last couple possessions. Like you said, they've been able to string some defensive stops and then leak out to score. And that's how you get the flow change of the game. That's how you get things rolling, the momentum coming back on your side.
Taplin, top of the key, gets a Ramirez screen, shot clock at six, finds Bates, launches a three, it's long. Hayes tracks on the rebound, three on the shot clock, left-handed layup, hits the bottom of the rim, no good. Sunbirds have it coming the other way. Up ahead to Higgins, challenged by Taplin, and he missed the layup. Ball goes out of bounds, and Penguins will retain possession. And Bates is talking a little bit, getting a little chippy with Packard down low.
Yeah, Bates is the Penguins' really only enforcer. He always likes to talk and joke around, and then he can get serious and really be that guy to protect your teammate. I like what Bates does both on and off the court. He's kind of that enforcer that the Penguins need.
Penguins up six. Taplin will set up the offense. Looks for Hayes on the left wing. Cross court to Bates. Touch pass to Taplin. Goes all the way from the right to the left side to Hayes, and he was bumped on the catch by Packard, and that will send Hayes to the line for a one-and-one attempt. Foul by Packard.
Yeah, they once again went to that cross-court pass, and then Packard tried to be aggressive and really get on Hayes right when he caught the ball. And Hayes did a nice job really leaning into it and drawing that foul. And now you have a very quality free throw shooter going to the line.
Hayes, his first free throw attempts tonight, shooting it at 85%, the best from a Penguin player, and he comes up short. 21-15 as the Sunbirds coming the other way. It's Gibson on the crossover. Lost the handle, got it back, and somehow banked it home. Davion Gibson in traffic, able to finish 21-17. Taplin is trapped, gets it ahead to Armstrong, going all the way and lays it in.
Good job by the guard. Didn't look to pass as the defenders thought he would, give it off, and he split two defenders inside to finish for a beautiful layup.
Oh, Higgins, nice pass and a rejection by Taplin as he got it off of Barnes' hands. Penguins up six. Ramirez standing at the high post, dribbles left, now kicks back to Taplin. Taplin finds Armstrong. He dribbles toward the middle of the paint, picks up his dribble, needs help. Finds Bates, and now the Penguins will reset. Back into Armstrong's hands. Spinning, goes left, and scores. Nice move by Armstrong.
Armstrong having a heck of a half off the bench here. What a great move once again. This time used the spin to free himself up and get a nice look inside the paint.
25-18. Soleron looks for Clayton. Around the horn to Higgins, left wing. Gets a screen from Barnes, trying to fend off Taplin. Finds Barnes, left elbow, step back jumper over Ramirez is good.
I expect Barnes to shoot a lot more coming up in the second half. He's been really the only scorer for the Sunbirds that's been able to free himself up and get quality looks.
Taplin on the right-handed dribble, gives it off to Hayes. Back into Taplin's hands on the left wing. Sunbirds still in a 2-3 zone. Bates on the right wing, driving baseline, puts up his floater. It's short. Soleron has the rebound, looking ahead for Higgins, charging on the right wing, coming into the middle of the paint, and a foul is on the ground, committed by Matt Hayes.
That was just Higgins doing his best job of catching the Penguins off guard. There's four Penguin defenders back. Only Higgins was the only Sunbird really within reach of the basket, so he attacked, caught the Penguins off guard, and was able to draw a body foul.
Media timeout on the floor. Penguins up 25-19 with 2:28 left in a low-scoring half so far, Mike. But the Penguins doing a great job defensively. It seems like the Penguins, they're getting out, trying to force the pace a little bit. And in return, it seems like Madison Higgins on his own is trying to speed up the pace for the Sunbirds by himself.
Yeah, Higgins is trying to do a lot by himself. Like you said, he's not shooting particularly well from the field. He's 1 of 5 to this point. But you can see that his point of emphasis is to really assert himself and drive towards the hoop and get his own offense. I think the key for the Sunbirds is to go to Bobby Barnes. He's got 7 points. He leads the team. He's the team leading in scorer. And he's 3 of 6 from the field today. He's the only one who's really been able to knock down some shots here for the Sunbirds.
And only 1-3 converted for the Sunbirds. That's Soleron, his only points. And both teams struggling from outside the arc. Sunbirds at 1 for 6, 16%. And the Penguins 1 for 7 at 14%. Rebounding battle coming in. Mike and I thought that Penguins will have an advantage. So far they do. They're out rebounding the Sunbirds 19-13 and shooting a respectable 41%. But yet the Sunbirds are still in this, only down by 6.
Yeah, kind of crazy to think that the Penguins are pretty much owning every statistical category, yet they're only up 6, like you said, 25-19. It's just been that kind of game. The Penguins haven't been able to really pull away or take advantage of this one, and that's not a good thing. You don't want to let the Sunbirds hang around too long.
And with Hayes' second foul, he goes to the bench. Mudakor will come in for him. The inbound goes to Higgins. He gets a screen on the right wing. Jab step on Taplin, pulls up for 3 off the mark. And Mudakor, who just checked in, skies for the rebound.
And once again, it's Higgins finding himself for a shot. And the Penguins are pretty content with that as he struggled from the field today.
Sunbirds now in man-to-man. Mudakor, left wing. Cross court, Armstrong drifting towards that right corner. Nobody on him. Now Soleron comes out. He gives off to Mudakor. 11 on the shot clock. Mudakor back out to Ornair, top of the key. Ornair looking for a posting. Taplin throws it over into the left corner. It goes out of bounds, but deflected by Higgins. Penguins still have possession. 6 on the shot clock.
Yeah, don't know what Ornair was trying to do there. Lead Taplin into the corner of the end zone, it looked like. Taplin had to do a good job of hustling to get that one to go off the Sunbirds.
So Taplin will inbound near the left corner along the baseline. Looks for Armstrong, finds him left wing. 5 on the shot clock. Armstrong on the drive, and the shot clock did not start. And so the Penguins will have to reset and inbound once again. And Mike, Armstrong had a little bit of a lane there.
Yeah, and this is the thing. We've seen it last game, and we've seen it a couple of games here in the Collins Center, that our own scorekeepers here have kind of given us not the benefit of the luck or anything like that. They've really kind of hurt us in some situations. Like you said, Armstrong was driving thinking there was five on the shot clock, and it looked like he had an open shot. Now they have to inbound it once again, this time with 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Armstrong now will trigger the inbound. He looks for Taplin. Tough catch and an offensive foul is on Lipsky as he sent Higgins flying on an illegal screen that freed up Taplin. And that will be Lipsky's first. And off a helter-skelter possession, the Sunbirds will take over off the turnover.
And it's an empty possession that really shouldn't have been. Nothing going right here for the Penguins offensively, and they're only up by six.
1:35 left. Clayton on the right wing, working on Lipsky. Now finds Soleron. Way out extended, dribbling towards the top of the key. Ornieres on him. Sunbirds move it around. They find Higgins. Left corner, his three is short. Lipsky has a rebound.
The poor three-point shooting of the Sunbirds is keeping the Penguins in the game. They're getting quality looks, just haven't been able to knock them down. And for a team that shoots 40% from the three-point line, that's kind of surprising that they're now 1 of 8.
Higgins knocks the Taplin pass out of bounds. And Higgins, in particular, is struggling. He's 1 for 6, 0 for 4 from downtown. And with 1:10 left, 5 timeouts left for Coach Harris, he decides to spend one right here. A 30-second timeout will keep you at radio.dominican.edu. No score has changed. A methodical first half. You have to be happy that the Penguins are leading by 6 if you're Coach Harris. But with 1:10 left, he'd like to finish this half out where the Penguins could possibly be up 8 or double digits.
Yeah, I think the happiest coach in the building is Shane Renner. His team not playing good. They're not hitting pretty much anything. They can't hit the right side of a huge barn. But yet, they're in this one. Trail by 6, 25-19 against a very good Penguin team. I think he's the happiest coach. And Coach Booker T. Harris, you can visually see him not really pleased with the way his team's playing. And coming off such an emotionally draining game, which they lost to Dixie just a couple days ago, I think that might be playing a part to the slow start here in the first half.
The Penguins have been notoriously slow starters in the first half, especially here in the Conlin Center. So being on broadcast row, both Mike and I have seen them turn it up in the second half and really get after teams and extend leads. They're up 6 here. They're inbounds to Armstrong. He's getting a Lipsky screen at the high post, top of the key, and Armstrong is bumped and fouled. He will go to the line for a 1-on-1 opportunity, and this foul will go against Oliver Herting.
Yeah, Herting tried to hedge a little too aggressively as Josh Armstrong was just trying to get past him, but Herting, standing at 6'7", was nowhere near the speed that Armstrong was possessing, and he couldn't move his feet quick enough, drawing the 1-on-1 opportunity here for Armstrong.
Selway will check in for Lipsky as Coach Harris doesn't want his big man to get into any further foul trouble. Armstrong at the line, 57% on the season so far, and his 1-on-1 attempt rattles home to put the Penguins up 7.
Yeah, and Armstrong made some clutch free throws against Chaminade to put him away. I know they were up by 2, and they needed those 2 free throws to go, and Armstrong, even with his poor shooting percentage, knocked down 2 clutch free throws to move the game to 2 possessions.
Missed the second. Rebound saved by Clayton. Under a minute now as Soleron dribbles up the left wing. Hesitation move put on Ramirez. Stays with him. Now Soleron kicks out to Higgins. Now over to Gibson, left wing. Back into Higgins' hands. Drifts towards the top of the key, 15 on the shot clock. Underneath to Barnes, goes to the bucket as he blows by Orner and scores with his right hand.
Yeah, it looks like Barnes might have been even pushing the back too, going up for that shot. Nice composure by him to finish through the contact. And Bobby Barnes is the only thing keeping the Sunbirds in the game offensively.
Shot clock and game clock nearly identical as Selway carried the ball as Coach Harris was just screaming to slow it down, get one shot. Penguins turn it over, and that will allow Fresno Pacific to earn themselves one shot, down 5.
And not the best of endings here coming towards the first half. We went into that timeout with the Penguins up by 7, no, it was 6, and now down 5 with a chance to make it 3 or 2, depending on what the Sunbirds do here. Not a quality ending of the half or a picture-perfect first half in general.
And a late substitution, as there is confusion among the referees, they allow Russell Davis to come on the floor for Mudakor, and Selway will check Higgins. With 15 seconds on the shot clock, Sunbirds will play for one shot. Higgins at the top of the key, looking for Clayton along the right wing. 7 seconds, and a foul is committed by Davis on the ground, and this will send Clayton to the line for a 1-on-1.
Now what you're hoping for if you're a Penguin supporter is a missed free throw, then you can come down quickly and get a shot up in these next 6 seconds. But another struggle defensively here to end the half, and the Penguins, who are owning pretty much the statistical game here, not doing it on the scoreboard.
Clayton missed it. A battle for the offensive rebound goes off of Barnes and out of bounds. So just like you said, partner, a missed free throw by Clayton, and now a foul is committed by Barnes.
Yeah, so it wasn't off on Barnes. It was calling for the over-the-back call. So that's going to be even a better scenario for the Penguins. Is now the clock stopped, and it's going to be Arnaire going to line for a 1-on-1.
And Barnes had a disgusted look on his face after that whistle. And my view was obstructed. I thought it went off of him, but that's a poor foul committed by him. Arnaire will step to the line for a 1-on-1, and with a timeout left in Coach Skinner's back pocket, he will burn it and set up a make-or-miss situation for Fresno Pacific. Penguins are up 5, 26-21. Taplin leads the way for the Penguins with 8. Right behind him is Josh Armstrong with 7. On the other side, the leading scorer for the Sunbirds on the year is Bobby Barnes. He's doing it tonight. He also has 9 points, and he leads all scorers. Penguins still at their 41% shooting mark. Sunbirds struggling at 34%, still only down 5, but Arnaire will toe the stripe for a 1-on-1 attempt.
Yeah, Arnaire's got to capitalize on these free throws. Make the front end and earn that second one. The Penguins need a lift going into the halftime.
Arnaire on the year, shooting it at 71%, and his attempt is nothing but net. And he'll get one more free throw coming. So make or miss, the Penguins will need to defend for 5.7 seconds. And Arnaire hits them both. 28-21. Pressure from Selway and Armstrong in the backcourt. Taplin and Arnaire standing at half court for the press. Selway seals the inbound. 5 seconds. Selway underneath to Armstrong. Comes to Taplin at the buzzer, and he's good. Well, wow. We just talked about how the Sunbirds were in prime position to finish the half. Selway with an excellent steal found Armstrong, deflected off Armstrong, right into Taplin's hands, who was trailing, and he scores.
Yeah, and this all started with the missed free throw for the Sunbirds and the foul on Barnes. Then Arnaire was able to hit 2 free throws. Selway gets a nice clutch steal, and they're able to turn it into a Taplin bucket. What an ending to where you think that the Penguins aren't going into the halftime locker room with any momentum. Now they have all the momentum against a team that struggled lately in Fresno Pacific. Huge turn of events here to end the first half.
Penguins will go into the locker room up by 9, 30-21. And Taplin now with that last basket, he is in to double figures. And before this game, we were talking about how crucial it was for Dominican to finish this homestand on the win, especially for the playoff scenario. The PacWest standings are tight. 3 teams are likely to get in. BYU, Hawaii, and Azusa Pacific are atop the standings at 10-2. Cal Baptist at 9-2, right behind them. We assume Dixie State will get in at 9-3. Hawaii Pacific would need a serious collapse for them not to get in at 8-4. But this is where it gets interesting. Point Loma 7-5, Hawaii Hilo 5-6, Chaminade 5-6, Dominican 5-7. There are 4 teams that are out of it, so those 3 teams are crucial, Mike, with Point Loma, Hawaii Hilo, Chaminade, and then you include Dominican.
Yeah, the way I've looked at the standings and the schedule, seeing how all these teams play out, I consider the top 4 teams being BYU, Hawaii, Azusa Pacific, Cal Baptist, and Dixie pretty much locks, barring any incredible collapses. But those teams are receiving votes and also been ranked for a majority of the season. So those teams probably going to be into the top 6. And I conclude HPU, Point Loma, Hawaii Hilo, Chaminade, Dominican in a cluster of 4 teams fighting for 2 spots. And you have HPU right now in 5th. Though they have the hardest remaining schedule remaining, they haven't really played anyone lately. They have 4 games remaining versus that top 4. They have 3 games remaining versus the 6-9 seeds, which includes Dominican, Chaminade, Hilo, and Point Loma. So they're going to have to deal with a lot with strength of schedule now. They're going to start playing all their tough games, so the Penguins might chase them down. Point Loma looks to have already gotten their strength of schedule out of the way. They've played all the ranked teams. They only have 2 games against the top 4 remaining and 2 games versus the 6-9, so I consider them to be the 5 seed. And then it comes down to Hilo and Chaminade, teams that the Penguins have beaten already on the season, so you own the tiebreaker over them. And those two teams both have hard schedules. So I think if the Penguins can just win and keep winning, put the pressure on these teams ahead of them, they're going to fall. They have games against the Penguins still left. They have games against the top four left. I think if the Penguins can just put pressure on and win these winnable games against Fresno Pacific, against NDNU, things will happen up top the standings to where they'll find themselves in that sixth seed.
So the Penguins, even though standing at 8-12, 5-7 in the conference, could have an advantage with getting their brutal conference schedule out of the way early, because we'll run down the schedule for you for the remaining games really fast. Fresno Pacific tonight, obviously. Then they play them on the road next game. They go at Notre Dame Dinamure versus Holy Names versus Academy of Art on senior night. Then three road games. They travel to Hawaii, play Hawaii Pacific, Chaminade, and UH Hilo. Those are very winnable games, just like you have mentioned. So now with their second half of the schedule not as difficult as their first half, do you see them chasing down Hawaii Pacific or Point Loma to try to get in for that sixth seed? Because under our assumption, we assume that Dominican will be fighting for the sixth seed.
Yeah, I think that Point Loma is going to be the fifth seed, and then it's going to be between HPU, Chaminade, Hilo, and Dominican battling for that sixth seed, just based off what I've seen from the schedule and how these teams play, even though anything can happen. I think Dominican has a very good chance to chase down HPU. They have a real potential to go 8-0 in these next eight games. You have games against HPU, Chaminade, Hilo towards the end of the season, to where if you win those, you're already beating the teams ahead of you, which definitely helps Coach Booker T. Harris and the Penguins. So it's set up perfectly. They've done their part against the top half of the schedule. It was brutal, but now you're playing the teams at the bottom half to where you need to run the table and win these next eight games.
And I think for the teams around the league in the Pac West, if you see Dominican as the sixth seed, you're a little bit frightened, because they have played BYU, Hawaii, Azusa Pacific, Cal Baptist, Dixie State extremely close. All single-digit losses.
Yeah, usually single-possession losses as well.
So that's a little dangerous time for them if Dominican comes in at the sixth seed. We saw Chaminade last year run the table. Is, I believe, a 5-seed?
Exactly. The only thing that these teams want to do is get in the tournament. And especially if Dominican get in right now, the 9th seed, they'd have to win 8 games in a row. They'd be the hottest team probably entering the tournament. So talk about momentum. And like you said, the Penguins lost a lot of close games by either blowing leads or not completing comebacks against the top-ranked teams in the conference. This is a very tight, competitive conference to where every team in that 6-team playoff will be competitive and will be a force to be reckoned with.
You have Cal Baptist leading this Pac West in the highest ranking. They rank 14. Azusa Pacific behind them, 16. BYU, Hawaii, 17. We were watching the Cal Baptist game. Dominican blew a 16-point lead on the road. Cal Baptist is lethal at home. Just for an example right there, they were leading Azusa Pacific as well. They can play with the top teams in this conference. It's only a matter of fact, can they get into the conference tourney, and then it's game on.
Yeah, now the biggest battle is getting into that postseason tournament. They've got to run off the table here, get 8 straight wins, and they will be in prime position to get into that top 6 seeds. But it starts today. They've got to look better in the second half to close out the Sunbirds.
Penguins lead the Sunbirds 30-21. We'll be back for the conclusion of the second half in about 10 minutes. Mike Temple will be on the call along with Jeff Safford. Penguins once again lead the Sunbirds by 9. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu. Stay with us. We're bubbling on a top 100, just like a mighty dread. Ruth Rock Reggae.
If you're making love to her, kiss her for the kid who always has respected her.
And welcome back to Penguin Radio. It's Division II Pac West action as the Penguins, who enter at 5-7, are being battled by a pesky Fresno Pacific team entering at 2-9 in Pac West play. And I bring in my partner, Jeff Safford. You had the opportunity to sit back, watch what was happening. What did you see from the Penguins and from the Sunbirds in the first half?
Well, for the Penguins offensively, I think you guys touched on it pretty well. For parts of the first half, they were just a little lackadaisical on offense, not really moving without the basketball. It was definitely better as the half progressed, but it's just been kind of a strange game, because you look at the stat sheets and everything seems to be in favor of Dominican, but they haven't been able to get away. And this is what's dangerous if you're a fan of Dominican, is that if the Redbirds can get going shooting the ball, then and shooting from the outside like we know they can, this game could come down to the very end, because they have gotten a lot of good open looks and have just missed them. So
yeah, that's a very good point you bring up, Jeff. The Sunbirds entered this one as one of the better three-point shooting teams in the conference at 40% per game. That's very formidable, and the Penguins have got to be lucky that the Sunbirds are shooting it at 25% so far. Well, actually 12%, 1 of 8 from the three-point line, so even better that the Penguins have kind of been fortunate that none of these open shots have fallen from the Sunbirds.
Yeah, and if you're Booker T. Harris, you just got to make sure with your team, talking to them in the halftime, is make sure you do a better job closing out and not let this team get into a rhythm. You know, because for a team that shoots well from the outside, you see one or two go in and the team can catch fire and you can just forget about that first half.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. It could have been much worse. The Penguins could have been cut down to 3 to end the half, but they had some fortunate things go their way. A huge steal by Luke Selway sent the lead up to 9 right before the buzzer. So Penguins are up 30-21 to start the second half. And what is a must-win game here throughout probably these next 8 games are must-win games, as the Penguins trail that 6th seed by 3 in the loss column. So Penguins are going to need to make up some ground, and quickly. They do have a lead, and it was on the back of Taplin, who had 10 points, and then Armstrong 7 off the bench for a huge lift. And for the Sunbirds, their really only threat to score in that first half was Bobby Barnes, who had 9 points on 4 of 7 shooting. The rest of the team really struggled, as Amazon had 2, Clayton 3, Gibson 2, Solarain 3, and Higgins 2. But it wasn't due to efficient shooting.
No, and like we've been kind of mentioning, with a team that can shoot the way they can, you know, you got to have a short memory. And if you're the Sunbirds, that's what you have to try to do, is try to, you know, wipe out that first half and come out and try to shoot more efficiently here in the second half.
It's the same starters for Coach Booker T. Harris and the Penguins: Taplin, Mudakor, Ramirez, Lipsky, and Hayes. As Taplin's going to bring it up off the inbound, he picks up his dribble a little early, throws to Matt Hayes. He thinks 3, wants it, gets to the elbow instead. Wide open jumper, short. Lipsky gets the board, goes up for 2, and a nice finish by the big boy.
And a nice positioning there for Lipsky. He is by far the biggest man on the court right now, and he can just do whatever he wants under the basket if he really puts his mind to it.
And Lipsky finished off the first 2 points of the second half. 3 ball by the Sunbirds, miss. Matt Hayes gets the board, as Hayes is the second in rebounds on this team. He passes up to Ramirez on the break. Nice pass over to Taplin in the right corner. He kicks it over to Hayes in the left corner. Good ball movement early. Lipsky on the block. Nice cut by Mudakor. He drives, gets contact, but a charge called. Thought he was in the restricted area, as Clayton looked like he was in the circle that marks the restricted area where a charge can't be called, but nevertheless, charge called.
And I also think that he was kind of in the act of shooting before the defender came and kind of moved right in underneath him, which that really wouldn't warrant a charge, in my opinion.
Good cut either way by Mudakor. Just got a little too aggressive, gets called for the charge. First team foul of the half. Penguins up 32-21. It's Sunbird ball on the left wing. Solarain drives, gets down low to Barnes. Barnes gets contact from Mudakor, can't finish off the three-point play, setting him to the line for 2 free throws.
Yeah, you can't just let Barnes get that far underneath the basket. That's almost going to be a foul or an easy bucket every time. Got to clamp it down a little bit if you're Dominican.
The Sunbirds shot horrifically from the line in the first half. They were 2 of 8 for 25%. Barnes was one of the few who shot it well, as he was 1 of 1. He makes the first one to cut this down to 10 points. 32-22, Penguins up 10. Barnes' second free throw also good, as he's done it all for the Sunbirds now with 11 points. Almost half the Sunbird totals. It's 32-23. Penguins inbound the ball to Taplin. They set up that press once again. It looks like a 1-2-2. Mudakor brings it up, gets it past half court, lobs it over to Taplin on the right wing. They drop back into a 2-3 zone, as they have for much of the first half. Right wing Mudakor. He gives off Hayes. Nice pass, free throw line, Ramirez. He draws 2, kicks out Taplin. 3 ball, up and good. Taplin gets a quality look from the corner and knocks it down.
That's a good sign for the Penguins offensively. Good ball movement on that possession, and finally Taplin in one of his favorite spots out in the corner.
Now the Penguins 2 of 8 from the three-point line, as it's 35-23. Ball on the left wing. The answer from Solarain is up and good. They got one to fall, and that's not a good sign for the Penguins. If the Sunbirds get hot, like you said, Jeff, this could be a close contest in the second half.
Yeah, especially if Solarain keeps shooting like that. That was a beautiful shot, you know, good stroke and good rotation on the ball as well.
Ball goes to Mudakor on the right wing. He tries to drive, getting a hand check foul called on Gabe Sollerin, the 6-foot junior from Denver, Colorado, as Mudakor was looking to attack. That's the first personal on the Sunbirds. Ball inbound to the tap line. They go over to Mudakor now. Sunbirds still in that zone. Up top to Hayes. Penguins have a good movement here in the second half against the zone. It goes Mudakor right wing. He draws two, has to kick off to Hayes. Free throw line, Ramirez kicked out. Taplin, same spot, same no off the back of the board. Lipsky gets the offensive rebound. He's getting pushed around, but a travel as he didn't dribble the ball. He kind of just tried to move his weight around and kind of get inside, but he gets called for the travel.
Yeah, I think he lost track of what his pivot foot was there. He didn't really need to go. He traveled, he went off his left foot, and he really didn't need to. He could have just, you know, taken one dribble and just laid it up and in.
Penguins up 9, 35-26, but the Sunbirds have hovered in this game and really stayed close throughout. Going off the glass, and it's good, and that's Roger Paul absorbing contact. Really fade away, really off the body, and finished for a nice 2. 35-28 now, Penguins lead.
Yeah, the Pens may be a little lucky that a foul wasn't called.
Yeah, thought one might be, but no whistle blown as it's with Mudakor on the right wing. Up top, Taplin over Hayes on the left wing. Now Mudakor and Taplin switch spots. Mudakor's atop the key. He drives. Nice bunny hop. Gets inside. Misses the shot. Lipsky, another offensive board. Goes up strong and finishes for two. Matt Lipsky, a force in the second half. Already 3 offensive rebounds.
And when Lipsky has such a size advantage over every player for the Sunbirds, that's what he should be doing. He should be using that size. And
3 ball. Sollerin knocked down as he's 2 of 2 to start the second half from beyond the arc. And the Sunbirds starting to heat up. As it's 37-31, Penguins up 6.
And you saw Sollerin as he was going down the court. He did the little Carmelo Anthony, little 3 on the side of the head sign, so maybe a little confidence for him going forward.
Ramirez attacks the rim hard, gets hacked in the process, almost hits the ground as he misses the shot, but will be going to the line for a hard-earned 2 as Ramirez has his pinky taped, as I think he dislocated his pinky in practice about 2 weeks ago, playing through it here as he only sat out 1 game. See how that affects his free throw shooting, as it is on his right hand where it's his shooting arm. First one up and good as the Penguins now up 38-31. Checking in for the Penguins will be Armstrong, who had a solid first half, scored 7 points, and also Johnny Bates, who, though he struggled from the field, did a lot in terms of hustle and defensive awareness.
And I think that's what Johnny Bates brings to the table, is that he is a guy that will go 100 miles an hour all the time and is all effort. And it's perfect for a guy coming off the bench.
Ramirez splits the pair, 38-31. Driving free throw line jumper. That one almost falls down but bounces back out as Lipsky gets the board. He kicks out to Taplin. They have numbers. They go Bates in the corner, thinks 3, gives it off as Taplin slows things down. It's Dominique Taplin with the handle. Throws left wing to Bates.
See if they look to feed Lipsky here.
Let's see, because he's had a huge second half. Now he has 6 points, 8 rebounds, approaching a double-double as they do get it to Lipsky on the right block. He drives, uses the body. Nice pass down low. Armstrong with the reverse for 2.
Beautifully done there by Lipsky to get position on the block and then find the cutting Armstrong to the basket.
Lipsky facilitates there, as you called it, Jeff. They got the ball down to the big guy, and he was able to do a nice shovel pass over to Armstrong, who finished off the reverse. Penguins up 9. As it's Paul at the free throw line, he kicks to Clayton on the right corner. Back to Paul. Paul atop the 3-point line, and he gets fouled by Johnny Bates.
Not a bad foul there by Bates. He got beat pretty badly going to the basket, so just make sure you make contact and draw a foul.
And that's Johnny Bates' third team foul on the Penguins, who now up 9. We're seeing a lot more flow offensively for the Penguins. They're getting a lot of things facilitated through Lipsky, and I really like the movement that's happened here in the second half.
Yeah, and I think Lipsky really, for a big guy, really is pretty versatile. He does pretty well going off the block as an offensive player and also passing the ball, and just a pretty good athlete for such a big guy.
Penguins shooting it at 47%. Dominique Taplin's 13 points and 2 rebounds for the Penguins. And Matt Lipsky has 6 points, 9 rebounds. So approaching that double-double. Armstrong has 9 points off the bench on 4 of 6 shooting. And for the Sunbirds, it's been Bobby Barnes' 11 and Sollerin, who hit 2 clutch threes to start the second half. 9, pacing their 31 points.
But really, the thing is with the Sunbirds is, we've said it a couple times, they just keep hanging around. For Booker T. Harris, I think the message would be, all right, let's go on a run, let's get a big lead, and so we can you know, maybe put this baby to bed, so to speak.
Exactly. And we saw that happen with the women's game. They kind of took Fresno Pacific lightly, maybe because of their record. They got down big. And then when they were able to come back and really get the lead, they weren't able to put away the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. And when you don't put away a team that's struggling, you give them a sense of hope. And that really can motivate the team to do greater things than they've done all season.
Yeah, and when you're a team like the Sunbirds, all, you know, three-pointers right in a row, bang, tie game, you know. That doesn't take too long.
And that's the luxury that the Sunbirds have. Right off the inbounds, they go for the three-pointer. It's off the back of the rim as Ramirez gets the board. He had a quality look, but don't know if Clayton's the one you want shooting the three as he plays the center on this Sunbird team. Johnny Bates in the corner wide open. He misses the three, follows for a rebound, gets a hand on it, but they're going to call a whistle as it was soft contact, and Johnny Bates not happy with that one as he's going to have to come out due to his third personal.
Yeah, clearly frustrated with the call, and I don't blame it. It looked a little bit like incidental contact, you know, just sometimes in the game of basketball, it is a contact sport. You just, you know, give a little bump, and you should just let him play. But
and now we have a moving screen on Hertig for the Sunbirds, so we have a foul going, switching ways as Bates picked up one, and then on the other possession for the Sunbirds, Hertig picks up an offensive foul due to the illegal screen. So third team foul, Hertig's third personal, as they might have to get Barnes back in the game as he is coming to the scoring table now. So at the next timeout, it will be Bobby Barnes checking back in the game for the Sunbirds. Down low, Lipsky kicks over Armstrong. He wants a three, thinks about it. Not much of a three-point shooter, though, so he gives it off to Taplin. Now it's Ramirez, left wing. Lipsky faces the hoop on the block, throws out to Taplin at the three-point line. He drives, gets double-teamed, has the ball loose, picks it up off the glass, and finishes for two.
And Taplin just kind of fought through a double-team there, just kind of put his head down and wouldn't be stopped until he put that ball in the hoop.
Yeah, didn't really have possession of the ball until he went up for the shot.
No.
Still was able to score as the Penguins now back up by double digits, 42-31. They go for the Solarain. He drives. Nice kick over to Clayton, wide open. Beautiful move there by Solarain to draw the double. No look pass to Clayton on the block, who finished for two.
Yeah, and I think that play was supposed to be kind of a two-man game all the whole way, and he was able to make the move to get the kind of two-on-one matchup underneath the basket.
You're listening to Penguin Basketball at radio.dominican.edu. 14:08 left. Penguin ball. It's Ornair on the right wing. This game has stayed close as it's a steal. Two-on-one. It's going to be Solarain running the wing. He gets the ball. Now goes up for two and finishes. And a really careless possession by the Penguins as Ornair got lazy with the ball. It's stolen. And the Sunbirds turn it into two. Now score 42-35.
And that's one thing the Penguins haven't done too much here in this game is turn the ball over, but with the lead where it is at seven, you can't afford to start turning it over now.
And they've struggled this season with turning the ball over. They are the team in the Pac West that turns it over the most at around 15 turnovers per game. Today, only eight, but that one's a huge one. Ornair trying to make up for it with a three, misses it. Ramirez hits the offensive glass, left-handed finish for two.
Man, and Ramirez is another great energy guy, and he has brought pretty good energy to this game tonight, and I'm sure the Dominican's happy to have him in the lineup.
It's Higgins going for a three. He tried to will it in as he kind of crouched after the shot as it hits off the iron and misses it. Penguins get the board. It's Armstrong, right wing. He attacks quickly and gets fouled.
And a good job by Armstrong to go right at the defender there and draw the foul.
Coming in for the Penguins will be Selway taking the spot of Lipsky, and Matt Hayes coming to the scorer's table to take the place of Ramirez. So they're going to go with Armstrong, Hayes, Ornair, Selway, and Taplin running rather small here as Ornair will be playing the five.
Yeah, interesting here to go with a small lineup and see how this will go for the Penguins.
It's up top of Matt Hayes, who just checked in. He goes right corner, Taplin. Taplin fakes baseline, drives to the middle of the paint on the left side. Nice move as Ornair kind of filled space there for Taplin to drive, and he got a scoop finger roll layup for two.
Yeah, he almost kind of cleared the paint out for him, and Taplin was able to just go around and score.
Higgins attacks quickly, misses the shot, can't get the offensive rebound, and it bangs off his hand, so the ball will go back to the Penguins. And Higgins has tried to assert himself offensively, but now 1 of 9 from the field. He's not the guy that I think they want the play to go through.
Yeah, sometimes when it's just not your night, you just got to realize that and try to facilitate more for your offense. But at the same time, you don't want to just give up on yourself.
Hayes, corner three. He hasn't had the stroke today as he misses another one. They outlet to Higgins. 2-on-2. He kicks left wing. Yeah. And the pass was for Amazon, and he let it go for some reason. No one there. And it's a turnover for the Sunbirds. really a poorly executed fast break there, as it looked like Higgins was going to take it himself. Instead, like you said, maybe he's not having too much confidence, so he passed it, and Amazon let it go, and there was no one there to catch as it went right out of bounds. So back with the Penguins, up 46-35, 11-point lead. Selway kicks over Hayes. Lazy pass tipped away, but Hayes checks it down. Back to Armstrong atop the three-point line. He drives. Nice crossover. Cradles the ball in his right arm. Throws it up. Misses it. Armstrong gets his own rebound. Double team. Throws up another shot off the back of the rim. Loose ball. Sunbirds track it. Two on two. Amazon has it on the left wing. Alley-oop thrown for Higgins. Off his hand, but he does a nice job of catching it. Left wing corner. Missed three-pointer by Solarain. And Taplin gets the rebound.
Man, that was a bad lob. I almost thought that's what was coming. And I was almost a little disappointed. I wanted to see a little Lob City action
there.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to throw the alley-oop dunk, but it was really low, and Higgins had to do a very good job of just catching it. And then they had a quality look for Solarain in the three, just couldn't knock it down. Ball with the Penguins. It's Ornair on the right block, the center now. He drives, goes right, hook shot, and doesn't hit anything as it barely nicks the backboard, and Clayton gets the board.
Yeah, I thought Ornair was going to go to a little bit of a Dirk Nowitzki step back there. Instead, he opts to go with the hook shot, and it doesn't work for him.
Now it's right wing. Solarain, who's had a big second half. He's knocked down two threes already as we're almost halfway through the second half. 11:09. Penguins up 46-35. Amazon tries to pass down low. Selway gets a hand on it, knocks it out of bounds. And we're going to have immediate timeout here. You're listening to NC2A basketball. It's Pac West action. The Penguins leading 46-35 for Mike Temple and Jeff. We will be right back at radio.dominican.edu. I'll never let you go.
As she takes the stand, by the look in her eyes, I can tell that she knows that she's holding the fate of my world in her hands. Damn, for real, this was never the plan. It was never intended for her to end up the defendant. I guess it just happened by chance. Damn. And you hope, yeah. You hoping that a miracle happens. You pray that the judge doesn't bang that gavel so you can go back and avoid a disaster. And you can still be holding a hand. Like the last note of the saddest song. And like the last word at the end of a poem. You know, something worse than being alone. It's funny how you never know what you got till it's gone. They can take these clothes off my back. They can take my money. Don't care about that. No. They'll take my words. My words. All I've got. They can have this fame. It ain't worth a lot. Only thing I know.
And it's Jeff Safford and Mike Temple on the call here in the second half. 11:05 left. Penguins up by 11, but not too comfortable of a feeling as it's kind of been a really close game throughout. It's Sunbird ball. Chance to get it back down to single digits with 11:05 left. Inbounding it will be Higgins. Madison Higgins, the 6'2 junior. He's second on the team in scoring, but he struggled today. 1 of 9 from the field, only 2 points. They get the ball into Amazon. 7 on the shot clock. He passes it. Tipped away by Taplin. Goes out of bounds, but it stays with the Sunbirds.
Oof, and that was close. It almost went right off the hands of a Sunbird player, but Sunbirds lucky to get the ball back here.
And inbounding it will be Clayton. He lobs up to Amazon, 6 on the shot clock. He's got to move quickly. He drives right past Selway. Now cradles it, and it's going to be on the ground. Foul called as Amazon was working on Selway. Shot clock resets as the fifth team foul is picked up by the Penguins. First personal on Luke Selway, the freshman. 10:53 in the first half. Sunbirds trying to cut it to a single-digit deficit here. They inbound it to Amazon. He's working on Hayes this time. Hayes gets his hand in there. Very good defense by Matt Hayes causing the jump ball. Stays with the Sunbirds, though, as Matt Hayes has done that quite a few times. Maybe the best defender on the Penguin roster, as he's always got his hands in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, he's got such quick hands. You know, he almost, like, took that ball right out of the air, it seemed like.
And Selway now off ball, gets a hand on it, and Bobby Barnes runs into him. So another good defensive stand by Selway. He got the steal to end the first half, and there he gets in the passing lane, gets another steal, and gets fouled in the process.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird play there. He kind of got hit, and then the ball looked like it smacked him right in the face. Kind of had to shake that one off a little bit.
46-35, Penguins up 11 with the ball, 10:40 left. It's right wing, Josh Armstrong has it up top to Ornair. Now left wing Taplin, who leads the game in scoring with 17 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Right wing Armstrong, he's operating now. Gets up top to Arnair, over Taplin, left wing. 14 on the shot clock now. Taplin drives, using the screen, kicks over Arnair. Pick and pop, game faked. Arnair drives, gets in the key. Nicely goes off the backboard to finish for two.
Yeah, and Arnair took his time on that play. He could have had a three-point shot in the corner. Instead, he chose to drive and finished with the right hand.
And now the whistles are blowing pretty rapidly as an off-ball foul as Arnair was trying to establish fronting position. He gets called for the rip through, and it's going to be the sixth team foul, second personal on Arnair.
It's starting to feel a little bit like Thursday night, the game with all that fouls.
I don't know if anything can compare to that, Jeff. That was we saw 48 free throws attempted by Dixie State, and maybe we are getting to that point. As another whistle blown here, off ball.
It's the curse, man.
It's the curse of the Collins Center, as Taplin gets called for the hold, sending Bobby Barnes to the line. No, it's going to be Higgins. Couldn't quite see who it was going to line, but it will be Higgins to the stripe for a chance at 1-1 as the Penguins pick up their 17th foul. First personal on Taplin. Higgins, his first free throw attempts of the game. Kind of faked out there as now he goes up with it. Nets the first one on the season. He's probably the best. He is the best free throw shooter for the Sunbirds. He shoots at 76%. Makes the first 48-36 lead for the Penguins.
And at this point in the game, this is pretty early in the half to be in the penalty if you're Fresno Pacific. And if you're Dominican, you got to be careful. Try not to foul too much, you know, because they can get back in the game without any time coming off the clock.
And especially the way we're seeing these whistles being blown here in the second half, that could be a bad thing for the Penguins as he nets the pair. Higgins has 4 points on the game now. 48-37, Penguin lead, back to 11. It's Selway on the left wing. He drives right. He sees Arnair at the corner of his eye, but kicks out to Armstrong, right wing. Up top to Hayes. He has range from there. They're not out on him. He's going to shoot it. He pulls the trigger off the right side of the rim. Kind of saw it in his eyes. He wanted it, but he missed it. Rebound goes to Higgins. Left wing, Paul. Paul drives, gets contact off the back of the backboard. Almost had a three-point play going for him, but instead, Paul is going to line for two free throws.
Very good aggressive move to the basket there. Kind of double clutched in the air and drew the contact and almost was able to finish.
Fresno Pacific 6-12 on the season, 2-9 in Pac West play, hanging in against Dominican, who's fighting for a postseason spot at 5-7 in conference play. Right now, score lead back to 10 for the Penguins as it's 48-38. Josh Ramirez checks back in for the Penguins. He's had very productive minutes for Coach Booker T. Harris. He has 7 points and 5 rebounds. He's going to take the place of Luke Selway as Paul made the first and also makes the second. So the Sunbirds improving from the free throw line as now they are 8 for 14. Taplin brings it up. It goes right wing Hayes. Penguin lead to 9. Goes over Ramirez. Now left wing Taplin. Taplin drives, draws a double, still has it. He goes up with the finger roll, short off the glass. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Penguins. Couldn't see who got a hand on it, but either way, Arnair and Ramirez did a good job creating an extra possession for the Penguins.
Yeah, and I was looking to you if you could see who the ball was out on, because my view was completely restricted right there.
Yeah, I was blocked by Coach Booker T. Harris. Now he moved, thankfully. I think he might have heard us as it goes into Taplin on the inbounds play. Matt Hayes in the corner. Back to Taplin. 30 on the shot clock as it did reset. Left wing, Armstrong drives right using Ramirez screen. Pulls up at the elbow. Chest pass over Arnair. Now cycle to Taplin, right wing, up top Ramirez. Not much of a three-point threat. He passes off to Hayes. Nice crossover move. Has him on skates, drives. Ball kicked away. Ramirez has it now. He kicks corner. Armstrong, three ball, good. And Josh Armstrong was being made fun of in the cafeteria for an air ball last game for the three-point line. This time he knocks it down, nothing but net, 50-39.
Yeah, and good confidence shown there by Armstrong. No hesitation, just pulled the trigger and it was nothing but net.
It's Paul working quickly. Nice spin move. Just misses the layup as Taplin gets the board. They have an opportunity to push. It's 3-on-2. Taplin goes by himself, taking it all the way coast to coast for two.
What a strong move by Taplin. He could see it about half court that he saw that he could go right to the bucket, and he turned on the jets and had a nice strong finish at the rim.
It's 52-39 now as the Penguin lead starting to swell up a little bit here. It's up top to Madison Higgins. He settles things down, waiting for the call from the coach. Confusion here as they don't really know what to do. Higgins still has it, and coming to get the ball is Amazan. He has it, 11 on the shot clock. A lot of time wasted there. It goes over Paul, now to Barnes. 8 on the shot clock. Higgins over to Clayton, 5. He drives baseline, go. 2 on the shot clock, off the glass, misses it. And then we have a whistle. And I think they're going to call a blocking foul here. They are going to call a blocking foul on Ramirez. As it looked like Ramirez was there in time. He didn't really move or put his hands up. But they're not going to award him with the charge. It's going to be a blocking foul, second personal on Ramirez. As when we come back from the media timeout, it will be free throws for the Sunbirds, 52-39. And you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Last year's all-conference point guard, the senior Miles Correa, who graduated last year, just put on a spectacle during the break as he hit one from half court. Really just kind of lobbed it up, and it was nothing but net. And that was after swishing a three-pointer. And, Jeff, that's your first time seeing Miles Correa, but you can see what kind of impact he was for the Penguin team.
Yeah, if you can shoot the ball like that, man.
Puts on a show, and, of course, the crowd loved it. And the first free throw knocked down by the Sunbirds as it was Trevor Clayton at the line. He nets down his second free throw, and we have a lane violation. This time not going on the Penguins as it hurt him against Dixie. And I've never seen so many lane violations called, as now we're averaging one per game over the last two. Goes against the Sunbirds, so that negates the free throw from Clayton. 52-40, Penguin ball. It's Armstrong who gets double-teamed on the press. Matt Hayes has it. They break it. No-look pass. Nice ball movement. O'Neill wide open down low for two.
And I noticed on that possession that O'Neill was standing all by himself underneath the basket, almost that entire time, and they finally found him underneath the basket for an easy deuce.
Matt Hayes set it up with a no-look pass to Ramirez, then Ramirez quickly, right when he had it in his hands, threw it over to O'Neill for the nice bucket. So now the Sunbirds are going to try to answer. He gets trapped in the corner. Matt Hayes deflects it out of bounds, so it stays with the Sunbirds. 14-point lead for the Penguins. And with 7:20 left, time starting to slip away from the Sunbirds here, as they're going to need a huge run to close this gap. And this is the first of a doubleheader against the Sunbirds, as the Penguins will be traveling to Fresno on Wednesday to take on the Sunbirds. Stolen by Josh Armstrong. He's got numbers 3-on-2. He attacks. Nice kick to Hayes on the right wing. Hacked hard as he'll be going to the line for two. But nice fast break once again as Armstrong threw it away at the perfect moment to the right wing, where Matt Hayes went up strong to draw a foul.
Yeah, and it was, like you said, a perfectly executed 3-on-2 fast break that time. Spaced the floor well, and they'll get a trip to the free throw line out of it.
So it's Matt Hayes going to the line for two free throws. First one netted, as Hayes now has 3 points. He's struggled from the field, 1 of 8, 0 of 4 from the three-point line. And for a guy who's, over his last 8 games, averaging 22 points per game, not used to seeing this kind of shooting night, but the Penguins have been able to kind of mask that and see other scorers step up, as they've really done it defensively as well, as Hayes nets down the pair. And the Penguins set up a press. Armstrong gets a hand on it. Might have tipped off a Sunbird, and yes, it does. Armstrong, he got the steal on the last possession. This time he hustles down and was able to knock it off a Sunbird. So turnover Sunbirds, ball back to the Penguins.
And Armstrong has been such an X factor coming off the bench tonight. Done it scoring the basketball and also doing a pretty darn good job defensively as well.
So it's Taplin bringing up the ball, 56-40 now, 6:52. It's right wing to Armstrong, who has 11 points and 2 steals to go along with it. He's on the right wing, down the post, O'Neill, bounce pass inside, Ramirez wide open, and the ball movement in the second half has been pristine as the Penguins up 18.
Oh yeah, that type of stuff just was not happening here in the first half, and as the Sunbirds need a timeout, but just cutting to the basket instead of standing around waiting for one of your guards to make something happen. Just better team basketball here in the, by the Penguins in the second half and showing on the scoreboard.
And Coach Renner does take the timeout to stop the run. Penguins up 58-40. And Swan earlier was talking about how the Penguins don't typically start too quickly, but they're always seem to find their way in the game in the second half because they're a better closing team. And we're seeing exactly that today. They came out of the locker room, better ball movement, like you said, Jeff, and things have changed as now they're up 18.
Yeah, and this is exactly what Booker T. Harris probably would have wanted from his team. He get a nice run, force some turnovers. You know, we've seen him get on the fast break, but not only that, execute well in the half court as well. Just all around a better half. Maybe you guys mentioned it in the first half that maybe a little bit of a hangover from that tough loss on Thursday night. Good to see him bounce back here in the second half and get a nice lead.
The Penguins have struggled in close games this year. Like you said, they lost to Dixie State on Thursday by 3 points, 86-83 in a game in which they led pretty much throughout. So it was a tough loss. Maybe that was kind of a lingering effect to why they started slowly. But this second half has changed things. They've shot 52% in the second half so far, and they've only knocked down 1 3, but they're doing it defensively, holding Fresno Pacific to 36% from the field, and that's why they're up 18. Coming out of the timeouts are Nair, Taplin, Armstrong, Ramirez, and Hayes. And the Sunbirds inbound it up top to Higgins. Higgins kicks it over to Paul on the right wing. Bounce pass down low. Clayton, he faces the hoop. Now puts his back towards the basket. Shooing away as he wants the isolation. Now kicks up top Higgins. Higgins pulls for a three. They need it in and out. And Armstrong gets the board.
Yeah, good look there for Higgins, but couldn't put it down.
Armstrong attacks quickly. Gets pushed in the back as the foul's going to be called on the ground. Armstrong once again catching the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds sleeping. He attacked quickly and now going to the line because of it.
Yeah, and Armstrong maybe a little bit unlucky that he didn't get a continuation called in that. To me, he looked like he was going up to shoot when he was fouled.
I couldn't agree more as Armstrong will step to the line for a 1-1. He nets the first one on the day. Armstrong is shooting now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He has 12 points on a solid day from the field, 5 of 9. As he toes the charity stripe for his second free throw and nets the pair, as the Penguins have done a very good job from the free throw line today, capitalizing at 12 of 15 chances. They set up the press still. Wild throws. It bounces right into Ornair's hands. Kind of looks like it was intended for him as he gives it off to Taplin. Taplin bounce pass down. Ramirez reverse and up for two. Thought Ramirez might slam it down as no one was near him, but maybe with the injured pinky, just reversed it for two. 62-40 now, Penguins lead. Once again, set up the press. Ramirez tried to block off the sideline, but he gets called for a blocking foul.
And just his facial expression makes you laugh a little bit. He obviously did not agree with the call and gave a very sarcastic look. So the referee kind of has to make you chuckle.
Oh, they're not going to call a foul, so maybe Ramirez heard what I heard, but it's going to be called out of bounds. So not a foul, stays with the Sunbirds because it would have been in the bonus either way. Now goes down to Barnes. Barnes does a spin move, has to pass out of a shot as he finds Solarain. He casts up a deep three, misses it, follows his shot, gets his rebound. Hayes hits the floor. Solarain, mid-range jumper, knocks it down. Good hustle by Gabe Solarain, who's had a big second half.
Yeah, a lot of times you see an offensive rebound for lack of effort or just a lack of execution. Not that time.
They set up the press. It's easily broken. Ramirez hovers up in the air, pretends to throw it down, and just lays it up for two, 64-42.
And it looked like he went up with that injured left hand, and probably you're right, that pinky is probably the reason why he couldn't jam that one home.
Yeah, it looked like he wanted to, but held everything back to just lay it in. 64-42, the Penguins are breaking the press with ease, as it's Higgins, mid-range jumper. He's had an off game today, but knocks that one down for a 6 point. 64-44, Penguins up 20. They've broken this press pretty easily as once again they do again. It's Ramirez. He goes up for two. Quick layup. Knocked down.
Man, Ramirez is just on fire going to the basket right now. 3 straight hoops for him.
Yeah, Ramirez making it look easy on this press break. As like you said, 6 straight points. Now going quickly. Ooh. Gets double teamed in the air. Has to hit the floor. No foul called.
Oof.
As that was Davion Gibson who raised up for the layup.
Get it out of here.
And a rejection there by Ramirez inside. Ornair and Ramirez kind of converged on him.
Well, that was emphatic by Ramirez. He was almost like he was offended that he was coming into the paint. Like, coming in here, I'm going to swat that.
And he did just that. 66-44 with 4:38 left. Inbounding it, they go bounce pass down low. Kick out, Higgins 3. And he knocks it down, so Higgins starting to heat up as he knocked down his last 2 shots. Might be too little too late as it's 66-44. 47 now. Oh, no, they're going to call it a two-pointer, 66-46. Press broken as it's Ornair in the right corner. He slows things down. Back up top to Armstrong. Time to work the clock if you're the Penguins. You're up 20 with 4 minutes left. No need to rush things. Armstrong right wing. He has it. Up top, Ramirez. Down low on the block. Ornair kicks out Ramirez. Matt Hayes, three-point line. He gets doubled. Nice dribble behind the back. Passes but stolen. Tipped away to Ramirez somehow. And fortunate for the Penguins, and he finishes for two. I don't even know how that got to Ramirez. Looked like a vortex or a transporter somehow as the ball was found right in his lap for a nice layup.
And sometimes when you're hot, the ball just kind of has a magnet to you, and it seems like that's what happened there.
Sunbirds missed the three-pointer as it's 68-46. Time for the Penguins to ice this one away as it looks like they're on their way to their sixth conference win and closing that gap in the Pac West standings. Ramirez, nice pass over to Armstrong. He has to raise up for it, throws it back to Ramirez. 18 on the shot clock. They pull it back out. Hayes drives, free throw line, nice spin move. He lays up for two, in and out, he gets his own rebound. Hayes goes up strongly, this time it's good, and it's 70-46.
Nice job by Hayes, sticking with it. Hasn't been the easiest night for him, but good job there to hang with it and get a bucket.
Three-pointer for Solarain. Now the Sunbirds just casting up shots as only one Sunbird was in the front court, and he misses the three as Armstrong gets the board. Looks like they might be giving up here a little bit as a 2-9 team. It's really hard to focus when you get down big, and the Penguins are taking full advantage of it here in the second half. Taplin, right wing. He picks up dribble, throws to Ornair. Now left wing Hayes, uses a screen, thinks three, now going to pull up and good. Bang, bang, Matt Hayes on fire.
And just a great stroke there by Hayes, and you saw him hesitate once earlier in the game, and not that time. He was stepped right into that three-pointer and banged it home.
And what could be the dagger at 73-46. Missed three-pointer once again for the Sunbirds, and Taplin gets the rebound. Time to really relax, and I think Coach Booker T. Harris thinking the same thing I am. He's going to get some subs in here as he takes a timeout. Time to get some players who you might not put in all the time. Some action as it's 73-46. Penguins up with 2:24 left. And a big second half is really, I think the game changed with about 40 seconds left. Penguins up by three. Bobby Barnes to the line. Missed the free throw. Not 40, I meant 4 seconds left. Missed the one-and-one opportunity. He also then fouled. And then it sent the Penguins to the line for two free throws, which they made. Then they got a steal and end up getting two more points. So really a six-point swing to end the half. And ever since then, the Penguins have really taken advantage.
Yeah, that was really a big swing. You know, you guys were talking about maybe having, you know, Fresno Pacific go in to the locker room with momentum. And the momentum was kind of just snatched away from him. And that is such a big factor in sports to have some momentum going into the locker room, to have something to build on. And fortunately for the Penguins, they were able to kind of snatch that away, and it has led to them just kind of running away with this one.
And we have four new Penguins coming into lineup. It's Bates, Bobby Johnson getting his first action, Mudakor, Selway, and Armstrong now the five for the Penguins. So it's up top, Selway goes left wing, Mudakor up top to Selway. He drives, and an off-ball foul called, and it's going to go on Paul. Yeah, they're going to call that on Roger Paul, off ball. As we're going to have Russell Davis enter, we'll have our last media timeout of the game, 2:14 left, and we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. Never for lately I've been craving more. And it's been a while, but I still feel the same. I should let you go. You know I'll fight my corner, and that tonight I'll call you after my blood is drowning in alcohol. No, I just wanna hold you. Give a little time to me. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. All I want is the taste that your lips allow. My, give me love, give a little time to me. And welcome back to the Collins Center with 2:14 left. The Penguins are up grande, 73-46.
Muy grande.
And back to the line will be Johnny Bates, who has struggled from the field today, 0 of 3 from the three-point line, 0 of 4 from the field in total, as he nets the first free throw, adding another scorer to the Penguins stat sheet, as it's been led by Taplin's 19, Ramirez, who had a big second half, 17, and Armstrong coming off the bench, being productive with 13 points on 5 of 9 shooting. And these two teams will meet in their next contest, and that's going to be Wednesday, February 4th at Fresno Pacific. And like we said earlier during halftime, the Penguins need to win every game from here on out, so this is a good start against Fresno Pacific in your home court.
Yeah, and it's good to get some confidence going up against a team, especially because you're going to play them next, because you're Dominican. You got to think that, hey, we can beat these guys.
Exactly.
No problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a huge point, especially with such a big lead like this is. If you can really just remember that and really remember what got you the huge lead, you can kind of play with that in the next game and really have that type of swagger or momentum towards that next contest. But on the three-point line, Higgins was fouled, so it's going to stop the clock at 2 minutes exactly and send Higgins to the line for three more free throws as he's turned that poor start where he started 1 of 9, now 3 of 12 from the field, 9 points. And he's 3 of 3 from the line as he makes the first one.
And we've seen flashes from Higgins here in the second half. You can see him, he's been in rhythm shooting the basketball. Really pretty impressive when he gets that shot up in rhythm, has beautiful, beautiful stroke and good rotation on the basketball.
And Bobby Barnes, the player for the Sunbirds who had the big first half, he struggled here in the second half. He was held with only 2 points here in the second half. And the Sunbird offense in general struggling as they shot 17 of 46 as 36% from the field. Makes all three free throws, though, it's Higgins. So it's 75-49 now with 2 minutes as they inbound it. They set up the trap. Selway gets double teamed. Goes cross-court pass, and it's way over the head of Armstrong. So a turnover in the backcourt as we have five reserves in, and that could be why the turnover happened there on the press.
Yeah, it looked like Mudukor to me was supposed to cut to the middle on that press break, and he never did.
Davis plays great defense and gets the steal and then gets fouled as he was fighting for the loose ball. Davis really caught. It was Trevor Clayton who had the ball on the left wing. He brought the ball down. Russell Davis got his hand on the ball. He was able to knock it loose and then get the loose ball to draw the foul. 75-49 with 1:49 left. Russell Davis to the line for a one-on-one opportunity as it was the ninth team foul for the Sunbirds. Penguins well on their way to moving 9-12 overall and 6-7 in Pac West play, staying in the hunt of things behind Chaminade, Hilo, Point Loma, and Hawaii Pacific for the fifth and sixth seeds. Russell Davis misses the front end. Mudukor tips it up to Armstrong. Armstrong gets the board. They go over to Bobby Johnson. Johnson drives. Air Jordan almost. But he gets called for the charge.
Oh, my. OG Bobby Johnson.
He's trying to elevate from the free throw line. Looked like he was going to do a Jordan-esque dunk. And then the blocking foul. I mean, the charge foul is, don't know what he was thinking there. A little ambitious.
Wow. That was interesting.
So it's a turnover and a foul. 75-49, ball to the Sunbirds, as we're going to have a foul called once again, as that one's going to go on Johnson. It's going to send
who? having a little fun here.
That's what happens when the Penguins have a great second half. Start having to talk about other things other than the game, because the Penguins have really taken full advantage here in the second half, up 75-49. And the Sunbirds, got to give them credit for the first half. The way they played, they were able to slow things down, really get their pace, kind of emphasize on the Penguins. But here in the second half, things have changed. Penguins have had much better ball movement. That's why they're up 25 now.
Yeah, and I think really better defense also from the Penguins. It definitely, for Fresno Pacific, you look back, they haven't had anything, it seemed, given to them very easily here in this half.
Higgins makes another two free throws and stolen in the backcourt. Goes up for two, misses the layup. Clayton finishes it. So ugly end right here as another steal in the backcourt as the reserves not taking care of the ball. Mudukor trying to inbound it, gets it out to Selway. Selway gets doubled. He drives left, throws over Armstrong. Armstrong now gets it as they get past half court with 1:14 left. Penguins up 75-53 and the Rock.
And if you're Booker T. Harris, you'd like to see a clean end to the game. You know, as a head coach, you're never fully satisfied. You always want to see a game end the right way.
Davis drives and the ball gets rejected off of a Sunbird So it stays with the Penguins. 16 seconds on the shot clock, a minute two on the game clock. It's Davis inbounding it. They get it up to Johnson. Johnson goes right into the defender once again. Fadeaway, smooth jumper for Bobby Johnson.
Bobby Johnson, a nice move there on the block, you know, and just was able to pull up and use his size to get the bucket.
Three-pointer in transition, miss. Selway gets the board. He rips through two Sunbird defenders, and he's going to bring it up slowly as this might be the last possession for the Penguins, up 77-53. Left wing Davis, no need to rush things. Want to milk all of those 23 seconds off the shot clock now. Ball with Armstrong on the right wing. Up top Selway, he rips through, drives, nice crossover. Spins, passes it out to Armstrong. 12 on the shot clock. Armstrong uses the screen from Johnson. He drives, draws a double, kicks out Davis. Davis thinks three, drives baseline, then raises for two off the glass and one. Russell Davis, the sophomore from Oakland, California, putting a nice exclamation point on the end of this one.
Yeah, nice aggressive drive. You know, the defense gave him the baseline. You kind of thinking there, if you're Davis, you know, kind of shrug your shoulders. All right, I'll just drive right by you.
79-53, a chance to make it 80 here as it's Davis to the line for a second free throw of the game. He missed the first one. That one is true as Russell Davis now on the score sheet with 3 points. They inbound it as it goes to Higgins. Last chance for them. It's 17 seconds left. It's 80-53. Higgins drives, splits a double team. Johnson gets a piece of it. And we're going to have goaltending.
Really? Wow.
I thought he got it on the way up.
Oh, yeah. That didn't even look close to me.
Good thing this game isn't close, as it's 80-55, as that's going to do it here as they inbound it. Still time on the game clock, but they get it past half court, and that should do it as Davis has it. 4-3 as he gets double-team trapped. Davis dribbles out of it. Good job by him, and that's going to cue the horn as the Penguins get a big win, 80-55 over the Sunbirds, moving them to 9-12 overall, 6-7 in PacWest play, one step closer to that top six seed, because they're going to need every win down the stretch to really make that jump. They have Fresno Pacific coming up again on Wednesday, as they're going to look to take the home-and-home series. And Jeff, it was a big second half. They finished the game shooting 54%. What were your takeaways from a nice quality win today?
Well, I think it was a good effort by Dominican on both ends of the floor. You know, they were able to execute their offense very well, not only just in the half court, but getting out and running. But defensively, I think, is really what got the momentum going, which led to the good offense, is they were able to really execute defensively, not giving the Sunbirds anything easy, and, you know, doing well on the glass, and a number of guys just doing well, you know, number of guys you could point to. Lipsky on the block, you know, Armstrong. You know, just a great effort all around by the Penguins.
And Jeff, it's your first men's victory, so I'm going to have to split a pizza with you, as you're going to see the perks of being a Penguin radio broadcaster. See, Alex doesn't eat pizza because he's a very healthy eater, and he likes to lift weights. But see, me and you, we can dive into this and celebrate win for the Penguins. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. That's a Saturday game against Holy Names, a 5:30, 7:30 doubleheader with the women taking on the Hawks first. And then our last home game and broadcast will be against Academy of Art at his senior night on the 16th. So two more home games. The Penguins get a much-needed win, 6-7 on the PacWest season now, one step closer to that sixth seed. And for Mike Temple, Jeff Safford, and Alex Swan, Stuart Horn, Brad Van Alstyne, everyone in the comm department, we wish you a good night, and really, stay tuned to the Penguins, because this is the team to watch out in the hunt. So follow them at DominicanAthletics.com. And for Penguin Radio, good night, everyone.
Have a good night, everybody.